This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Twice impeached, though not convicted, Donald Trump has become the first former U.S. president to face criminal charges in a move without precedent in U.S. history. A grand jury in New York voted Thursday to indict Trump on charges related to paying off a porn star during his 2016 presidential campaign. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman says what will likely come next.
Well, Trump has indicated that he will come to New York City to be processed, which will involve being fingerprinted, having his photograph taken, and also being arraigned.
In a statement, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office said it has contacted Trump's attorney to coordinate a surrender to the Manhattan DA's office for arraignment on a Supreme Court indictment. Now, Trump's lawyer said the former president will likely be arraigned early next week. The indictment remains under seal, and it's not clear what crimes and how many criminal counts Trump has been charged with. CNN reported that the former president has been charged with more than 30 counts. VOA could not confirm the report. Turkey's parliament Thursday ratifying Finland's bid to join NATO, lifting the last hurdle of the Nordic country's accession into the Western Military Alliance. Finland and neighboring Sweden each dropped decades of non-alignment with their applications to join the military alliance after Russia invaded Ukraine last year. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has repeatedly said he expected both Finland and Sweden will eventually become NATO members. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Evan Gershovich, the American Wall Street Journal reporter arrested in Russia, brought to a quick and closed-door hearing in Moscow Thursday, according to his attorney, who was not allowed inside or to see the charges against his client. Paper says it vehemently denies the allegations from the FSB and seeks Gershovich's immediate release. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports, has Iran failed to unfreeze assets held by the U.S.?
The U.N.'s top court, the International Court of Justice, has voted 10-5 in rejecting Iran's efforts to free up $2 billion in Iranian central bank assets frozen by the United States. The funds are being held to compensate victims of the 1983 bombing in Lebanon and other attacks linked to Iran. Tehran says it will use all diplomatic, legal, and judiciary means to pursue its demands.
That's Norman Hall reporting. Lawmakers in the U.S. state of Idaho passed a bill that would criminalize helping minors get abortion without parental consent. We get more from the AP's Ben Thomas.
The Idaho measure would be the first of its kind in the U.S. It seeks to restrict travel by creating the crime of abortion trafficking. It would bar adults from recruiting, harboring, or transporting a pregnant minor without the consent of the minor's parent or guardian. It also would bar adults from obtaining abortion pills for a minor. People convicted of breaking the law would face 2 to 5 years in prison and could be sued by the minor's parents or guardian. The measure now goes to Republican Governor Brad Little. He'll have 5 days to either sign or veto the bill. Otherwise, it will become law without his signature. I'm Ben Thomas.
Pope Francis' health is improving after he was hospitalized with a respiratory infection, and he has resumed working while his treatment continues. We get more from Lauren Anthony.
Pope Francis's health is improving, and he started working again after being hospitalized with a respiratory infection. That's according to a Vatican spokesman who also said treatment for the pontiff is ongoing. All of this comes as preparations for Easter events were underway on Thursday. The Pope was unexpectedly taken to Rome's Gemelli Hospital on Wednesday after complaining of breathing difficulties. It's not clear when Francis might leave the hospital, though the Vatican said he was expected to spend a few days there.
That was Lauren Anthony reporting. Indian officials said Friday at least 35 people fell to their deaths Thursday and 16 injured when the cover of a well collapsed in a temple complex in Indore, Pradesh state. One person remains unaccounted for. The well had not been used for years. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.